AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Two bodies were recovered Sunday from the rubble of Thursday's building collapse in Manhattan's East Village. Meanwhile, Julie Walker reports some residents from the area are being allowed to retrieve some of their belongings.
Max Browning had to show ID to get through the police barricades and into his 7th Street apartment, which is right next to where the three buildings collapsed.
It's smoked out smell-wise, but we were very fortunate there wasn't a lot of damage. People that were on the other side of the building right across the hall, I think, had to incur more damage because the fire department was coming in through those to use hoses in.
Browning considers himself lucky to still have a home, even though he doesn't know when he can move back.
I would like to think a week. I don't know. I think nobody really knows, because if they get one bad test of asbestos or anything, I'm sure that pushes the timeline back of what they can do.
In the East Village, Julie Walker, New York.
A powerful earthquake rattled the South Pacific nation of Papua New Guinea. No damage or injuries reported, although it did frighten the locals and generated a small tsunami. AP correspondent Kristen Gelino reports from Sydney that a wide region is still under a tsunami warning.
Tsunami waves reaching 1 to 3 meters could strike Papua New Guinea. Farther afield, waves of less than 30 centimeters were possible for other Pacific Island nations, Japan, Australia, the Philippines, Indonesia, and Hawaii.
Australia is responding to the German Wings Air disaster by mandating that at least two crew members be present at all times in cockpits of larger domestic and international airliners. Bit of trouble as hundreds of Michigan State University students and fans gathered at the team's home basketball arena to celebrate the victory that sent them to the Final Four of the NCAA men's tournament. East Lansing police say 10 people were arrested. The Detroit News said the crowd set sweatshirts on fire. Authorities have detained a man suspected of shooting an off-duty L.A. police officer from a car before fleeing the scene in suburban Santa Clarita. This is AP Radio News. Some of the people considered top contenders for the presidency next year are facing criticism from another potential candidate, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, a Democrat, thinks the country needs a fresh perspective from someone not named Clinton or Bush.
The presidency of the United States is not some crown to be passed between two families.
O'Malley was on ABC's This Week. Jeb Bush is considering a run for the Republican nomination, Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side. O'Malley brought up those words again when talking about Clinton, fresh perspective.
Will she represent a break with the failed policies of the past? Well, I don't know.
O'Malley says he would decide this spring if he is running for the White House. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter considering easing some military enlistment standards as part of a broader set of initiatives to better attract and keep quality service members and civilians across the Defense Department. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.